Whether the polar bear is endangered, threatened, or doing just fine was debated in federal court today in Washington, D.C. Lawyers for the federal government defended the 2008 U.S. Fish and Wildlife decision to list the bears as threatened, meaning they're at risk of becoming endangered in the future. But they were challenged from both sides. The state of Alaska and other groups argued that the bears shouldn't be protected at all, while the wildlife conservation group Center for Biological Diversity argued that the bears are already endangered because the sea ice on which they hunt for seals is melting. The center's senior counsel, Brendan Cummings, says the purpose of their case is to establish that polar bears are in danger of extinction.
By designating the polar bear as threatened rather than endangered, in essence, the government is saying global warming is a future threat, that we don't really need to worry about it now, that we have a few decades to begin our action. And that's just the wrong approach. It's wrong as a matter of science. It's wrong as a matter of law. So we're seeking to get the polar bear properly classified as an endangered species to represent the very real threat that it already faces today.
CBD showed photographs of a starving bear and bears so hungry they had turned to cannibalism. They say ice is melting so fast that in as little as 15 years, female bears won't be on the ice long enough to develop the body fat necessary to reproduce. CBD also argued that Fish and Wildlife violated the law by not using the best science available and came to conclusions not supported by the facts.
The current Fish and Wildlife Service position is the bears in Alaska don't matter. As long as there's some bears surviving in high Arctic Canada, we can lose all the bears in Alaska, we can lose all the bears in Hudson Bay, all the bears in Russia, but hey, there'll still be some bears somewhere, so that's okay. That's not okay. And we're hoping if we can prevail in this court case, the government will actually have to look at polar bears on a population level and afford them the protection in the places they actually exist, such as Alaska.
But the state of Alaska says the bear shouldn't be listed at all because there is not a population decline. It's concerned that protections for the bear could hamper oil and gas development. The state's endangered species coordinator, Doug Vincent Lang, says some amount of sea ice melt doesn't prove that the bears are threatened.
Let's say you have a 2,200 square foot house and there's four people living in it. Well, if for some reason now you're in a 1,200 foot square foot house, you could still have four people living in it. So you have to prove to some fact that loss of habitat is going to translate into some reduction in numbers. The government simply did not do that in this case.
The attorney who argued on behalf of the state of Alaska, Murray Feldman, says one problem is that the Fish and Wildlife Service didn't adequately consult with the state before making its decision, which is required by law. He says that's reason enough to throw out the threatened listing. He also tried to poke holes in the agency's decision.
The service, when they listed the polar bear, didn't make a rational connection between the information they had before them and the decision that they made, and we were focused primarily on the population projections and modeling that the service used to predict habitat losses and whether that rose to the level of a threat under the Endangered Species Act.
Federal attorney Clifford Stevens defended the threatened listing and dismissed both sides' criticisms about the bear population models used, saying far more information went into the Fish and Wildlife decision than just modeling. He says the threatened listing is rational because the bear is indeed likely to be in danger of extinction in the future, but isn't right now. Stevens called the polar bear a classic case of exactly what Congress intended the threatened category to be used for when they created it. The federal attorney refused interviews with APRN. The hearing today was a melding of numerous cases related to the polar bear listing, so a variety of other groups also made arguments, like the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. Its attorney, Jeff Feldman, sided with the federal government. He says while the Inupiat residents are concerned about the implications of even a threatened listing, the corporation believes the government's arguments are sound. But Feldman says they do want to make sure the feds don't go further.
My purpose is to make sure that the arguments advanced by the Center for Biological Diversity that the polar bear should be classified as endangered is rejected by the court. We believe that argument is not based on the science, on good science, and that it's an attempt to impose on the natives on the North Slope burdens that they should not have to bear as a consequence of the Center for Biological Diversity is to make a political issue out of greenhouse gas effects.
District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan heard the arguments. His decision could come any time in the next few months. He did not give attorneys a sense of when he will rule.